7 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, Thursday the 23rd of May. Later in the hour, Dr. Ken Kronhaus will join us with his overview of medical news this week. And then Dr. Joy Brown is going to help us in a couple of different areas. What happens when you take a risk that you do not feel comfortable taking? Risk taking in the focus later on. Rich McFadden, Jennifer Horn, Roberta Fasanelli, Ken Kessler. The devastating tornado this week in Moore, Oklahoma. The story of Shayla Taylor, one of the many good stories that have come out of this thing. Shayla, what a great name.
Yeah.
Shayla Taylor was on the upper floor of the local hospital, which was brand new. You heard the stories about they pretty recently rebuilt their hospital there. She was in active labor with her second child.
Oh,
the floor shakes.
Wow.
The ceiling tiles fall down. This lady's 25 years old. She is in a room with four nurses, braving the peak of contractions of childbirth and the wrath of the worst twister in Oklahoma.
Like if you didn't have enough going on already.
Right, exactly.
You need that.
They all were holding each other's hands and praying. Moore Medical Center is an acute care hospital. Took a direct hit from the tornado with speeds, as we know. I mean, winds 200-plus miles an hour. The blow devastated the hospital. If you've seen the pictures, you know exactly. They highlight the school and the hospital, ripping away the roof, the walls. After this was over, Taylor said not only did she hear the freight train sound that's so often described, but the silence of the storm at the center. The hospital was at the very center of the tornado.
Wow.
And she had closed her eyes. She opened her eyes. She said, all of a sudden, I could see daylight. The wall was gone. The roof was gone. I could see the interstate and part of the theater next door, which in fact became the triage center for the victims of the tornado. You've probably seen and heard that story as well. She'd been dilated to 9 centimeters, ready to deliver the baby. The nurses gave her a shot to slow down the labor as the storm approached. She was reunited with her husband, who had taken their 4-year-old son out of the hospital to wait out the tornado downstairs in the hospital cafeteria. She was carried through the completely destroyed building out to a waiting ambulance. Took her another 5 miles to the Norman Regional Health Center. 3 hours later, she needed a cesarean section because of the baby's size, 8 pounds, 3 ounces.
That kid said, I'm not coming out in this.
Boy's name should be Tornado. Anyway, she survived, he survived, all's well that ends well. And by the way, their home was not destroyed. One of the few homes in town that where she was and her husband lived outside of town a little bit. And so they...
What's that say for a kid that you're born in a situation
like that?
How tough are you going to be?
Yeah. One of those stories, Richie.
That's cool.
One of those stories. I want to say hi to some of our friends that are listening this morning. For example, Danai Forrest in Olean, New York. Hello. Sam Gershon, who lives in Albuquerque, outside of Albuquerque. And Leon Jones, happy to have you all along with us. Thank you for listening to the Good Day program. We're here at your service and on your side with lots of things that, in reality, are part and parcel of what I consider to be a good day. It is really difficult, however. I will tell you, every day... No, that's not true. Every day is not a struggle. Today, because of yesterday's energy, is a struggle. And I want to talk to Joy Brown about that, because there are a lot of people who just kind of ignore the energy or the signs around them. And I think that's risky behavior. So in terms of how we all adjust or we kind of put ourselves, we wrap ourselves around some of the things that we don't really understand. It's hard to explain energy to people that don't get it. But there's a crazy energy around, all around the world. Personal energy, public energy yesterday. And in fact, it's been kind of crazy all month long.
Some people are just clueless as to the energy.
Yes, they are. They're
going through life.
Blame it on something else.
No, they just like
they ignore it.
La-di-da-di-da.
Yeah. La ti da ti da.
Good for them.
Yeah, I guess. It pays to be oblivious.
Hey, man. Sometimes I wish I could be more oblivious.
Hi, Doc Ken Kronhaus around the corner here on Good Day. Stand by.
Discover card.
Yeah, hi. I'm picking up some things for a barbecue this weekend, and I want to make sure that I'm signed up for that 5% cash back.
Yep, you're all set. What are you buying?
Lumber for a deck, a grill, maybe some potted plants.
Even better. Right now, anything you buy at a home improvement store gets you 5% cash back through June.
5%? Sweet.
Now, you're building an entire deck?
Yep.
And the party is this weekend?
Yeah.
Totally doable.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Get 5% cash back and up to $1,500 on purchases at home improvement stores now through June. Sign up for 5% and get more details at discover.com.
Flooring sale alert from Lumber Liquidators. In March, our buyers traveled the world negotiating unheard-of flooring deals. It took months, but these deals are now arriving at your local store. All Bellawood pre-finished hardwood is up to 40% off for incredibly low prices. All our best laminates up to 33% off. All vinyl wood plank up to 34% off. Plus, get special extended financing. Don't wait. These deals will not last. Hurry. Sale is going on now at your local store and LumberLiquidators.com. Get your unheard-of flooring deals before it's gone.
Want a bright start to summer? Ask Sherwin-Williams during the Sunny Day Sale and save 30% on paints and stains May 19th through the 27th. With colors like pool blue, organic green, and daffodil, we've got everything you need to add a splash of color. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store and save. Find your nearest store at SherwinWilliams.com/sale. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Doug Steffen here with some great ideas on how you can spruce up your home this spring from your friends at Sherwin-Williams. Why not consider repainting your family room, playroom, or how about your front door? You can make the most of your color with the very best paint from Sherwin-Williams. Exceptional coverage, rich color, and results that last. All you have to do is ask Sherwin-Williams. Painting question? Sherwin-Williams has all the answers at home, online, or at your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store. Stay tuned for more great ideas from the color experts at Sherwin-Williams.
Welcome to Sears Auto Center. Are you ready to kick some abs?
Maybe.
Warrior Core starts in 10 minutes.
What's Warrior Core?
We basically throw huge tires around for an hour.
Woo! Trendy gym classes would make tire shopping sweatier, but they wouldn't make it better. Better is Sears Auto Center with online scheduling, extended hours, and all the best brands. Plus, members get $150 in points with the purchase of four Goodyear or Mighty Road Handler tires. This is convenience. This is Sears Auto Center. Offering 6-1 installation required. See store for details. Members earn points on qualifying purchases subject to full program terms available at shopperway.com.
Prostate problems are no laughing matter. The older you get, the more likely you'll have prostate problems, which can affect sleep and intimacy. The Prostate Formula from Real Health Labs has been helping men support normal prostate function and free urinary flow for years. Go to prostateformula.com. That's prostateformula.com to receive a special offer. Look for the blue and white box at supercenters, drugstores, and leading retailers everywhere.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus, again on the Doug Steffen Good Day program with a review, some of the hot medical news and stories of the week, including a focus on diet, specifically the Mediterranean diet, how it may be good for you in ways that heretofore were unaccounted for, Ken.
Great news out of the Journal of Neurology, Neurosurgery, and Psychiatry this week, Doug, that a Mediterranean diet with added extra virgin olive oil or mixed nuts seems to improve the brain power of older people better than advising them to follow a low-fat diet. A Mediterranean diet is characterized by the use of virgin olive oil as the main culinary fat, high consumption of fruits, vegetables, and pulses, and moderate to high consumption of fish and seafood.
Very cool. And this is something we've been talking about for a long time, really, how good this diet is for you. It just adds to it.
Adds to it. It just lowers the inflammation, lowers the cholesterol, very heart healthy, very circulation healthy.
As a reminder, Dr. Ken, for those of you who don't know or aren't familiar with him, he's here on my program during the week, and we do a two-hour special, sort of an extravaganza, How to Health, on the weekend. You can find us anytime on a lot of radio stations that carry the Monday through Friday program, carry the weekend show as well. You can check it out at DougStefan.com or DrKenShow.com. And as a cardiologist, he studies matters of the heart in a different, in a different way. Noise and dirty air, not good for your clients, your patients, Dr. Ken.
Exactly. American Thoracic Society this week that air pollution and noise pollution, they both may boost the risk of heart disease. Both air pollution and noise pollution, they represent important health problems. So sadly, people who live near highways, Doug, they're being harmed by air pollution and by noise pollution.
Wow, look out for that. As if that weren't enough, the obesity epidemic, abused children. Now, how do we mean? Physically, mentally, emotionally, are at risk for obesity?
Important information. All of the above, Doug. Children who are physically, sexually, or emotionally abused or neglected, they're at greater risk for obesity later in life. So child abuse can be viewed as a modifiable risk factor for obesity.
Mm-hmm. A CT scan is a CAT scan, right?
Exactly.
All right. They now, according to the research, have been able to reduce lung cancer deaths, they being doctors, by using the CAT scans. I thought this was kind of old hat.
Well, this is out of the New England Journal of Medicine about the benefits of screening, that about 158,000 people die from lung cancer in America each year, often because it's detected too late for effective treatment. And the news this week out of the New England Journal of Medicine is that low-dose CT scans, they can save lives. Low-dose CT scans pick up significantly more lung tumors than a chest X-ray can. And by identifying malignancies sooner, low-dose CT scans will reduce the death tally. So you want to screen current and former heavy smokers, especially once they get into their 50s.
What happens in a CAT scan versus an MRI? How different are they?
Well, the CAT scan uses radiation. The MRI uses magnets to image. And what we find for looking for lung cancer, it seems like the CT scan is the most effective. Mm-hmm. And sometimes the MRI, especially when you're looking at the spinal cord, is more helpful. But there's just benefits for imaging using one or the other.
One of the things, a quick moment or two on this 3D printer. Guy who had a face transplant, they used a lot of things that they made in a 3D printer to fix his face. Did you see that?
Yes, and this week the big news is the child whose airway was manufactured by a 3D printer saved his life, and that's an amazing breakthrough, never ever been done before.
Right. Dr. Ken is brought to you by the folks who bring Cardiol to our country to help lower your cholesterol. It's an excellent way for you to deal with a problem that Ken has to deal with, and so many of you, every day.
Doug, did you know the leading cause of death in America? It's heart disease. And as a cardiologist, I want to talk to everybody about safely managing their cholesterol levels. And one of the factors in your risk of developing heart disease is definitely this cholesterol. As a cardiologist, I'm always looking for safe, effective ways to help my patients lower their cholesterol. And I found that one of the best products is all-natural Cardiol. Because Cardiol, it's imported from Italy. It's subjected to stricter quality control than many supplements made in America. The results, a more potent product, free of contaminants. My patients have had great success lowering their cholesterol using Cardiol, with many seeing results in as little as 30 days.
I had great results using Cardiol. You can too. Get a free 30-day trial of Cardiol by calling 888-809-6424 or go to cardiol.net/Ken for their free 30-day Ken trial. That's cardiol.net/Ken or 888-809-6424. Why wouldn't you want to get a free 30-day trial of this wonderful supplement, Cardiol?
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Introducing a 30-day emergency food supply for only $99. At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals for less than $100. These vegetarian meals are all natural, non-GMO, high in carbs and protein, and are packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans, have a 20-year shelf life, and huge portions, over twice the serving size of some competitors' meals. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying direct from producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Call 541-673-6666 or visit 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com. Got it? Get it. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Stephens, good day with Doug.
More naked, more often. That's not bad.
Rich McFadden.
Well, they have no control over their hormones.
Jennifer Horn.
3/4 of us do the show in our pajamas.
Roberta Fasanelli.
Don't you know that coffee is proof that God loves us?
No, I didn't know that.
Yes.
Doug Stephens, good day. 25 years of audio radiance for our radio audience.
I don't believe I just said that.
Doug Stephens, good day.
Nashville opened up officially, I guess, yesterday. The soft opening took place last month. Bill Miller is the founder. The opening marks the end of a long process for him. Story today at DougStephan.com. Kind of interesting twists and turns. The process to develop this museum started in the winter of 2012. He wanted to get it right. It's been the longest journey of my life, Miller said. There were so many challenges, but it's also a deep-rooted responsibility that I have. He's saying this. Some may call it a sickness to create authenticity, present something to people that makes them feel as if they knew Johnny Cash. There have been hundreds of nights. They've been designing things, wording, rewording documents, that sort of thing. Miller says that he and his staff try to approach the museum from several different viewpoints. You have to look at the museum through the eyes of somebody who may have discovered him through Walk the Line. You go back to the 1950s because music started in the 50s at Sun Records. There are a lot of younger people, a lot of older people who just love Johnny Cash's music. It's one of those universal things, Richie. It just feels good.
Yeah. But he's a master storyteller. I mean, I love his stories.
So the Johnny Cash Museum opening in Nashville from the What's New department at DougStephan.com. Let's see here. Also, our poll today, focusing on something, another one of these stories from NASA. I mentioned earlier, actually, I'm fascinated with this 3D printer. And so it, wherever it comes up, it is it becomes a cause célèbre to discuss. 3D printers in outer space. NASA is trying to figure out how to use these 3D printers
to make parts.
For, no. They want to make, well, that would be interesting, but no, they're working on food, Richie, for the space station. But yeah, wouldn't it be interesting if they could make parts for
space
shuttles, et cetera. Yeah, right.
Make a new one.
Get out the 3D printer.
More powdered eggs, please.
Yeah. So anyway, this is phase one of the Small Business Innovative Research Grant. I think it's $125,000 to study the use of 3D printing technology on food preparation in outer space.
The Jetsons are punks. We got everything they got. Yeah. Name something on
called?
The Jetsons.
The replicator, they called it in Star Trek.
In Star Trek, the replicator,
yeah.
We've got that. The only thing we don't have is the thing you can stand in where it just it dresses you and showers you. Like
I want that. Yeah. I would love that.
That's the thing that somebody needs to invent.
Other than and that, really, we have a hovercraft, but not like they do. They have those flying cars.
Yeah, the flying cars. Yeah.
The reason they're doing this turned into a briefcase.
Yes.
Yeah. One of the reasons they're doing this is because they're planning their trip to Mars, and they know they can't bring enough food along with them to sustain a crew for a trip to Mars, so the 3D printer becomes the perfect way for them to make food and not have to, you bring certain ingredients and you make the food with a 3D printer.
Hey, Bob, the 3D food printer is clogged up with bacon fat again.
28 after on Good Day.
A bond between two women, generations apart. I'm Bill Newcott, and this is AARP's Movies for Grownups.
Are you thirsty?
What are you doing? What are you doing? That dog drinking all of that, my glass.
Completely clean. Fine.
I'm throwing my glass away. Do you realize that the animal's drinking out of my glass?
Sorry.
That's sickening. And you're drinking out of it?
Jane is in her 20s, a young woman trying to make her way as an actress. Sadie is in her 80s, alone and resigned to it. Their paths cross and their lives are changed in a finely focused film called Starlet, now coming to DVD and Blu-ray. Jane is played by Dree Hemingway, and Bethesda Johnson plays Sadie. At age 85, it was her first acting job. Writer-director Sean Baker says he found Bethesda after discovering he couldn't afford to hire his first choice, a famous Hollywood leading lady.
My executive producer, Xi Ching Zhou, went to the YMCA. She was in the locker room. She saw this lovely older woman who was in great shape, working out, and she approached her, and they immediately hit it off. And Xi Ching texted me and said, I think we found our Sadie.
What's wrong?
My cab's gone.
Well, I'll give you a ride.
No
problem.
No.
I won't take no for an answer.
Bethesda Johnson's performance as Sadie helped Starlet win the Robert Altman Award for Best Ensemble Cast at this year's Independent Spirit Awards. But Bethesda could not be present to accept the trophy with the rest of the cast. She was in the hospital, and she was dying.
It's very, very sad because she was extremely healthy. It was one of those bacteria infection that got out of hand. We were able to then bring her the clip and show it to her in her hospital room. And so I'm glad that she actually got the praise that she deserved.
And she got to live her dream.
Yeah. And everybody says, oh, she was so lucky to have gotten this opportunity, but it's really the other.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. Do you know the number one most valuable item in a crisis? Some people think the answer is gold. Others think it's a gun. But the correct answer will shock you. I just created a free video at crisis123.com that reveals a surprising item that is more valuable than gold in a crisis. 97% of Americans don't have this one critical item. In fact, they haven't even given it a thought. And the sad truth is that you may not survive without it when a real crisis hits and a starving mob is right outside your door. What I have to tell you could literally make the difference between life and death for you and your family. Watch my video at crisis123.com to discover the number one most valuable item in a crisis. You'll be shocked. See the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go watch my video now at crisis123.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's crisis123.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Program. I'm Doug Steffen. We'll be joined in a few moments by Dr. Joy Brown, dealing with risks. What risks do you take every day, or do you not take them? Do you avoid them, and why, if you don't take them, do you avoid them? Where is that going, and how does it come into your life? Risk-taking. Every day we take a risk, just getting in our cars or walk across the street or getting out of bed, maybe, some people feel. And I want to talk to her about the weird sort of energy that's been around the last few days, or most of this week anyway. 26 minutes before the hour. Jennifer and Roberta and Richie and Doug are here, along with Ken Kessler, who's following what you're saying on the social media pages, Fleetbook. Where they come from? Yeah. Facebook.com/Good Day or Twitter at Good Day Show. So what do we have that's hot and cooking here, Ken?
Some comments about the about Apple going before Congress to defend their tax situation. Two different Roberts. One Robert says Apple shelters its income, and 10 million American children have no shelter at all. That's from Twitter. Another Robert says Apple hides billions from IRS, and they want to charge me three figures to replace a battery.
Well,
go ahead. Oh, somebody else named who uses the name Hookups says it's totally legal, unlike most in Congress. Maybe now I'm an Apple fan.
You know, this has been so distorted by those, the cronies in Congress, who want to make Apple look like the bad guys to intimidate them, so they give the government more money to waste. They haven't done anything wrong. In fact, what it does is call attention not to what Apple is doing, but to how screwed up our tax system is, and the injustice that's being done here is beyond the beyond. I'm appalled, and most everybody here is, whether you are or not, I guess it remains to be seen. But this is a perfect example of the news media falling into a hole. And only the people on these conversation programs actually dealing with it are the folks on Twitter. And now those two people didn't agree with what most of our people said yesterday, I think, on this, Kenny, right?
Right. Most of the comments we got yesterday don't understand why Tim Cook went in the first place.
Yeah.
Why even bother?
Right.
Yep.
Send a postcard that says, thanks for the invitation, but I've got better things to do.
Yeah. I wouldn't have gone and exposed myself to this sort of flaunting of ridiculousness. And that's really what it is. It is clearly a system that's so broken, and they, even if they were, I would even encourage them if it wasn't legal to do it, because you're paying into a system that's so corrupt, so broken, and at some point somebody through corporate and or private means has got to deal with how we change our government so that it works.
Roberta, is everything okay over there?
It's fine. It's just Manhattan noise. That's what we get here.
Sounds like a sick police car out front. Are they coming for you?
How many people remember Charles Ramsey?
Yeah, he was the sheriff in Montgomery County, Maryland, when the sniper shootings were going on.
Well, maybe he was.
Wrong Charles Ramsey.
Yeah. All right, Jennifer.
He's the burger hero from the Cleveland kidnappings. He's the guy that kind of became famous on social media after he very colorfully described his rescue of Amanda Berry, Gina DeJesus, and Michelle Knight earlier this month. Well, he said people were trying to give him money to, you know, reward him for his heroic act, but he didn't want to take it. He said he would give any money to the victim. So instead, he's been given something very special. He was eating his McDonald's when he heard the scream. He was eating a McDonald's hamburger when he heard the screams coming from the house next door, and he ran over and left his McDonald's. He made sure, he said, that he left his food to run over and help the girls. Well, he'll never have to go hungry again, because a bunch of restaurants in Cleveland have put together the Chuck Card, which is good for life. It's 10 or 15 different restaurants. It was the brainchild of Scott Kuhn from the Driftwood Restaurant Group, and it allows him to eat free burgers at all these different area restaurants in Cleveland for the rest of his life. He can go eat free burgers. He actually works at a fast food restaurant, and so his fame has even gone into the restaurant he works at called Hodges Cleveland. They named a burger after him called the Ramsey Burger. It's an 8-ounce burger with secret sauce and more for only $12, served with tater tots, by the way.
Ooh,
and
tater tots.
Yeah, apparently the reviews on social media have been very good from people who've tried the Ramsey Burger this far. But he's eating for life at, you know, 15 area restaurants in Cleveland. Free burgers forever.
Wasn't there a report that he actually wasn't the first one there?
Yeah, that's what I'd heard, that there was somebody claiming, some guy who didn't speak English, and he was the one that actually was
the
rescuer, and that Charles Ramsey didn't go over there until the police had actually arrived. But
we don't have any validation.
There's no validation. You would imagine that the girls would have said something. I don't think he'd be this local hero if it would have come out by now.
All right, so Ramsey gets free burgers, real burgers for life.
And it all started with a Reddit campaign, by the way. A bunch of people went on Reddit and did a petition that got 19,000 votes for free Big Macs for the guy.
Right, that's so funny. All right, the Good Day program continues in a matter of moments. Dr. Joy Brown will discuss risks with us in just a matter of moments.
Mom, I had the best dream.
Well, good morning to you, too.
Okay, so I was a knight. I had a sword, and our house was a castle. There was this angry dragon. It was kind of scary.
Oh, yeah?
But I protected the castle.
Oh, that's my brave little man. I'm glad our castle is safe.
Your home is your castle, and sometimes you need help defending it. The National Association of Realtors supports maintaining homeowner tax incentives because they make home ownership more affordable for more families. Learn more at houselogic.com.
It was the moment I realized I was about to lose my job.
I found myself searching for pills instead of just being with my family.
At that moment, I finally decided to get help for my addiction to opioids.
The prescription painkillers.
At TurnToHelpNow.com, you'll learn that opioid dependence is a real medical condition and that there are different ways to get help, including those in a private setting, without the need for daily visits.
That moment led me to TurnToHelpNow.com.
Make now your moment. Visit TurnToHelpNow.com today.
All right, Flo, so the key to safe pest removal is staying calm.
Okay.
It says here this lady's got a badger in her attic.
Oh, I love badgers. Oh, sorry. Calm. There he is. Come here, little buddy. I thought he wanted a hug.
Badgers don't really hug.
Not yet. Oh, badger.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. Low down payments, great discounts, and flexible billing options. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company affiliates.
Flooring sale alert from Lumber Liquidators. In March, our buyers traveled the world negotiating unheard-of flooring deals. It took months, but these deals are now arriving at your local store. All Bellawood pre-finished hardwood is up to 40% off for incredibly low prices. All our best laminates up to 33% off. All vinyl wood plank up to 34% off. Plus, get special extended financing. Don't wait. These deals will not last. Hurry, sale is going on now at your local store and LumberLiquidators.com. Get your unheard-of flooring deals before it's gone.
A new study combines old-world acupuncture points with today's technology, offering promising results for diabetic patients suffering from indigestion symptoms like heartburn, nausea, vomiting, and bloating. This according to a study presented at Digestive Disease Week, a large international gathering of doctors and researchers. The Texas Tech University study tested a new therapy using a custom-made wireless device to stimulate acupuncture points with electrical waves on the skin rather than needles. Dr. Richard McCallum, who conducted the study.
This is a novel approach to relieve symptoms that overcomes the shortcomings of other therapies.
Researchers are already looking ahead to study new ways to tailor the treatment for future use.
These exciting initial results have great potential for our patients. With the ability to customize the electrical parameters to fit individual preferences, we can explore fine-tuning the therapy to directly target specific symptoms.
For more information about the study in Digestive Disease Week, visit ddw.org.
Hey, team, before the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Joining us now is Dr. Joy Brown, who does a wonderful daily advice program heard on hundreds of radio stations around the country. And I like her advice. Don't always take it, but listen, it's there.
Oh, well.
There for the offing. All right, let's talk about, we have problems that you like to fix, solutions, if you will. I was reading something about risk and why people like to take risks and how many different risks there are in a manner of speaking. For example, a man who cries is risky, is engaging in risky behavior. Is he not?
Well, the question, I mean, it's an interesting question because risk sort of implies some awareness of the risk. Because I think we have to divide it into two different categories, awareness and unawareness of risk. I mean, there's risky behavior that you're not aware of. If you're bungee jumping, you're aware that that's risky. If you're distracted and you walk out into traffic, that's probably a risk that you're unaware of. I would suggest that a man is crying who's not putting on crocodile tears is unaware of the risk.
What are the risks?
Well, I suppose the risk that if you're implying in that particular situation is someone would view him as overly emotional or not manly enough or...
Weak.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And in fact, is that true or is that just the way it's perceived?
I think it depends on the situation. A man who cries because he stubbed his toe, we might view as somewhat of a wuss.
Weak.
A man who cries at a funeral, I think we would view as sensitive. A man who, when he asks you to marry him, has tears in his eyes, I think we would view as sentimental. So,
how about a man who cries at a Barry Manilow concert? How would you view a man that cries at a Barry Manilow concert, Joy?
Gay. I'm going to get in such trouble.
Really?
I'd probably agree with you.
Yeah, why would he be the Barry Manilow concert to begin with?
Well, I went to the Barry Manilow concert to enjoy the Barry Manilow music, and I find much of it to be emotionally stimulating and or draining. And so I managed to have a tear or two in my eyes.
Did we make you a little defensive or something there? All right.
No, not at all.
It could be sentimental. The issue could not necessarily be the music, but you making associations with times in your life or people in your life, or maybe it's your mom's favorite song. So.
Or
I would just think smart alecky.
Yeah, I know you.
No,
okay.
No.
I can do that in other people's program. On mine, I can't.
Yeah, perfect.
So, Doug, when you were at the Barry Manilow concert, because I think there's something here, and you heard two ships that pass in the night, and it obviously reminded you of a hard relationship that you had had. Is that what brought on the tears?
Probably. There are a number of things. Relationships are most of the time with the people hard at best. It's really difficult to have close relationships, and it's more difficult the closer you get to somebody. And I think that if you're really going to be close, you got to risk. And I think that's where this comes from. Richie's talking about music, but there are all kinds of risks.
Okay. Well, can we go back to that for just a minute? Because that's such an important thing, which keeps coming up, not only with you, but with everybody, is how hard it is for men to allow themselves to feel close to a woman.
Yeah.
Because we talked about this, I think, a couple of weeks ago, about when that little boy is 2 years old, his sister can feel both pulling away from mom and being like mom, because she can dress like mom, she can want to be like mom. A little boy needs to pull away in the same way, but he doesn't have the comfort of being able to act like mom. And so it sets up this horrible tension that is manifest all through a boy in a man's life, of feeling close to a woman makes him feel that he may be losing his own sense of identity. So he'll pull away, which is dooming and sad, and we really need to change that. If you're a man who's been brought up these days by a woman, I think it's therapy. If you're a couple who's thinking about having children right now, make sure that dad is a hands-on dad as well. So at two, that little boy can both pull away from a parent and still feel close to him, and so it doesn't doom him to that tension later in life of feeling close to a woman is very threatening.
Well, it makes you very vulnerable.
So when you look at society today and the amount of families where children are brought up by a single mother, and you describe that scenario, what does that do for our culture when you see the whole neighborhoods where the children are brought up by a single mother?
Well, I think it's not so much a single mom, but I think there has to be a male presence in a boy's life that is an emotional presence. I think even in parent families where it wasn't a single parent, there were both parents, if the dad is emotionally unavailable, he's not there during the day, he's a distant figure, because the problem is today that most men were brought up in that kind of scenario with an absent father, and whether he was physically absent or emotionally absent, it turns out to be the same phenomenon with a little boy. So I think that if you're a single mom, there need to be male influences in your son's life, or you're going to doom him to the same kind of problem that allowed you to be a single mom, which is a man who couldn't deal with intimacy.
Mm. That's
the problem.
Yeah. And men are not great at intimacy, I think.
Because of that original at 2 years old. I mean, it's they're not born that way. Little boys are little, infants, male infants and female infants are just as cuddly. Although there was an interesting study done a bunch of years ago where they took the same baby and dressed it in pink, blue, and yellow, yellow being neutral. And when the baby was dressed in pink, people, oh, isn't this cute? When it was in blue, it's, oh, what a mommy. And the touching from strangers was much stronger. And with yellow, as you might expect, it was somewhere in between because people didn't know. So it's not that infants, male infants, are born differently. It's that they're socialized differently. And it's a real problem. And we really need, not only for men's sake, so they can feel close and enjoy that closeness, but so women don't get abandoned by men who feel close to them all the time. It's a real societal issue.
Men don't feel abandoned by women. Say that again?
That women don't feel abandoned by the man who can't deal with the intimacy.
Okay, but
it creates real problems in male-female relationships, especially now, because we really want, I think both men and women are really looking for that closeness, that sense of sharedness. I think it's why men who are very old, they've been widowed or something, can quite often, they feel closer to their grandchildren than their children. They sometimes can deal with their emotions when there's much less, as you point out, there's much less risk, there's much less sense that they have to be manly men, that they're not working anymore, that they don't have to be that.
No challenges. 855-99-DR-JOY. Check her out. I'm Doug at 50 after the hour.
Flooring sale alert from Lumber Liquidators. In March, our buyers traveled the world negotiating unheard-of flooring deals. It took months, but these deals are now arriving at your local store. All Bellawood pre-finished hardwood is up to 40% off for incredibly low prices. All our best laminates up to 33% off. All vinyl wood plank up to 34% off. Plus, get special extended financing. Don't wait. These deals will not last. Hurry, sale is going on now at your local store and LumberLiquidators.com. Get your unheard-of flooring deals before it's gone.
These days, everyone is looking for ways to save money. One idea is to get a free rate quote on your car insurance from GEICO. You could save 15% or more. It's a wonderful way to save money. And after that, if you're still looking for ways to save, here's another handy tip. To save money on clothing, do like me. Just don't wear any. And you'll also save money on dry cleaning.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best selling liquid CalMag vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
Television version, but you get that's your opinion. I'm giving you my opinion based on different generations. You choose Adam Clayton and Larry Mullen to do the Mission Impossible theme. The Tom Cruise movie, the first one, I think, in this series, Chucker. Number one during this week in 1996, right?
Yeah, the first one. I didn't like the first one at all. I actually thought it was awful, but
really,
Yeah, I didn't like it at all. And the second one was okay. The third and the fourth one, I think, was terrific.
Yeah, they're working on the fifth one now, are they not?
He signed on to do it. It's in the early stages of what you call pre-production.
Do they still use this same theme?
Yeah. I think that's been in all of them. Yeah, right, yeah. Been in all of them. Yep. Yeah, the first one I thought there was something about what's-his-face being the bad guy, and it was...
John...
Voight. Yeah. There was still a lot of twists and turns in it. I don't know if I agree with you, Chuck. I thought the first one was pretty good. Yeah, but to each his own. Chuck Curry, our movie man, is here with some movie news. First, though, we go to the number one movie from this week in 1980. This one is... How best do we describe this? Daunting, perhaps, is the word that would apply to this single word title. The name of the movie, after you listen to the clips, here's the first clip.
I wish we could stay here forever.
Get the voice, right?
Yeah.
888-302-3684 for a swell prize.
Lakers game, right?
He's always in the front row of the Lakers games. You're right about that.
Very good, Rich.
Yep, okay. Next clip.
Little pigs, okay. Let me come in. Not by the hair on your chinny chin chin. Then I'll huff, and I'll puff, and I'll blow your house in.
What a voice that guy has.
He has the ability to create these weird characters.
Yeah.
And make you believe. 888-302-3684. Here's the last clue.
Come on, this one's easy.
Here's Johnny.
Yeah.
All right. So if you know what the movie is, you identify it for the prize. We haven't won before in Movie Moments. 888-302-DOUG. Meanwhile, Chucker will have movie news for us in just a moment here on Good Day.
Mom, I had the best dream.
Well, good morning to you, too.
Okay, so I was a knight. I had a sword, and our house was a castle. There was this angry dragon. It was kind of scary.
Oh, yeah?
But I protected the castle.
Oh, that's my brave little man. I'm glad our castle is safe.
Your home is your castle, and sometimes you need help defending it. The National Association of Realtors supports maintaining homeowner tax incentives because they make home ownership more affordable for more families. Learn more at HouseLogic.com.
Many people who switch their car insurance to GEICO for the savings end up staying for the excellent customer service. That's why GEICO works very hard to make sure every customer is satisfied. In fact, GEICO's customer satisfaction is 97%. And the 3% who aren't satisfied? Well, there's just no pleasing some people. But we're working on it.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
I'm sure you have some interesting movie news for us today, Chucker.
Here's a good one, Doug. Robert Redford getting great reviews for a new film he stars entitled All Is Lost, a survivalist film about a man lost at sea. It just screened at the Cannes Film Festival to a rave reaction. J.C. Chandler, who did the movie Margin Call with Kevin Spacey, directs and owning his second film. It will be out in theaters sometime this year. So for people who like Redford and the Adult Fair, it appears it's just a good movie. I actually saw Doug Redford in the movie Company of Cheap a few weeks ago. And at 76 years old, the guy looks as good as he ever did. And he's still a major force on the big screen. I'm a big fan. Warner Brothers pumping up their marketing campaign for Man of Steel, the new Superman movie. I must say it looks really good. And of all the summer films, this is the one I look forward to the most. And Universal Pictures announcing it will reboot the 1994 Jean-Claude Van Damme movie Time Cop, which is one of the better Van Damme movies and a good concept, I think, for a...
Is he going to be in it? He still shaves his legs, doesn't he?
No, he won't be. He won't be in it. Although, you know, if you're a fan of him, he actually was a pretty good villain in the last Expendable movie.
Yeah. This is the anniversary. In 1986, Sylvester Stallone signed a 10-picture deal with United Artists, $15 million for each film. He became the richest actor in Hollywood as a result of that deal. And there were some pretty good movies in that series, I thought, Chucker. Didn't you think in that era from the 80s, 90s, that Sylvester Stallone was pretty good?
I absolutely was a big fan of his, and also Arnold. And even in 2013, that would be just an amazing deal for any actor to sign.
Mike in Arkansas, what's the name of that movie?
That's The Shining.
Jack Nicholson, number one movie during this week in 1980. Sir, you get the prize.
Here's Johnny.
Here's Chucker. No, there's Chucker. Bye, Chucker.
If you suffer seasonal or environmental allergies and your doctor has told you that the only answer is medications for the rest of your life, Dr. Peter Glidden has an alternative solution that doesn't involve drugs with terrible side effects.
One of my favorite add-on products to the 90 essential nutrients for people who are suffering with allergies is a product called Cell Shield RTQ. Cell Shield RTQ. The Q in that product stands for a biochemical called quercetin. And quercetin is a natural antihistamine. It doesn't flag out your immune system like antihistamines do.
To manage your allergies without a lifetime of prescription or over-the-counter drugs, order Youngevity's Cell Shield RTQ today by calling 855-347-3696. That's 855-347-3696 or on the web at fireyourmdnow.com. That's fireyourmdnow.com.